The newborn baby pandas at Zoo Atlanta are tiny now, but they'll grow to eat more than 20 pounds of plants a day. WABE's Amy Kiley learned how keepers feed large carnivores, such as a weasel-like creature called a fusa.
First things first with any large carnivore. Fences keep humans and animals safe. This cage is in the fusa's holding building. His name is Logan, and while he's outside, lead carnivore keeper Jenny Elgart sneaks a treat high up in his pen.
It's the knuckle bone of a cow, and it doesn't have a lot of meat on it. We monitor his diet very closely.
Then Elgart lets in Logan through a metal door that's the zoo's version of a pet flap. Logan scuffles in and calls out. He's a tree climber, so he knows how to knock the bone to the ground for easy munching. When he's full, Logan will head back outside. For giant otters, lunchtime involves splashing. The holding building for otters Isma and Bakari is part pool and part concrete. They each get a bag of fish a day, and hand feeding helps with training.
She has to have good behavior, so no jumping, no vocalizing. We can target her, which means she just holds her head still. Good girl. And then she gets her fish.
The otters also like to fish or just bring their snacks to the water. When they're done, they'll go back outside to a larger pool. To feed the zoo's female tiger, Chelsea, keeper Katie Gatlin walks through the cat's holding area to a fence at the back of the tiger exhibit. There, Chelsea almost seems like a house cat when...
Chelsea! Come on, Chelsea!
She doesn't listen. Gatlin bribes the 250-pound tiger with milk, and the cat not only walks over, she also obeys commands. To let Gatlin check her stomach, Chelsea stands on her back paws and stretches up against the fence. Chelsea will even put her tail through the fence so the vet can draw blood when she feels like it. Amy Kiley, WABE News.